Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, Do We Matter? And it was written by David Rober. For some months now, I've been corresponding with a young man who's thinking deeply about faith. On one occasion, he wrote, We're no more than teeny tiny infinitesimal blips on the timeline of history. Do we matter? Moses, Israel's prophet, would agree. Psalm 90 verse 10 reads, Our days quickly pass and we fly away. The brevity of life can worry us and cause us to wonder if we matter. We do. We matter because we're deeply, eternally loved by the God who made us. In this poem, Moses prays, Satisfy us with your unfailing love. We matter because we matter to God. We also matter because we can show God's love to others. Though our lives are short, they're not meaningless if we leave a legacy of God's love. We're not here on earth to make money and retire in style, but to show God to others by showing them His love. And finally, though life here on earth is transient, we're creatures of eternity. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we'll live forever. That's what Moses meant when he assured us that God will satisfy us in the morning with His unfailing love. On that morning, we'll rise to live and love and be loved forever. And if that doesn't create meaning, I don't know what does. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 2 and 10 through 17. Lord, You have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, before the mountains were born, or You brought forth the whole world. From everlasting to everlasting, You are God. And now, verses 10 through 17. Our days may come to 70 years or 80, if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of Your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is Your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on Your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with Your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as You have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May Your deeds be shown to Your servants, Your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Now, let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for making it so clear to us today that we matter to You. And Lord, there are so many Christians today that suffer from low self-esteem or just feeling outcast or not needed or wanted. May they be reminded that Your love never fails and it never gives up. Help us to find our satisfaction only in You and praise You every day for the life You've given us and for the gift of Your Son. Thank You, Lord. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.